violin note that goes on forever. The beautiful ending of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, Vladimir Valak conducting. I wish I could tell you who the violinist was. I don't have it on me here. We'll have to look when we get back to the studio. You're listening to the Classic Cafe at One Arts Plaza. In the Music Lounge today, a very special guest, a lady who played and sang for us at a recent WRR event. We wanted to have her come in and do her work live on the air. Pianist, composer, and singer-songwriter, Kristen Center.
Past us, the air's in abundance, so why can't I breathe? There's only one reason. I still don't know your name. And so put on. Your face anymore. I find it rather amusing that you are the change you chose not to be. Call me a demon, live in your dreams. And the words you speak still from you. So put on your name tag, Tommy, 'cause I can't see your face anymore. And I find it rather amusing that you are the change you chose not to be. Call me a demon and live in your dreams.
Absolutely gorgeous. Music by Kristen Center, who's performing live for us at the Classic Cafe at One Arts Plaza. I would call that an art song.
I guess so. I've been struggling with that, yeah, but at this point I think I'm writing art songs.
And you can hear so many influences. I won't try to peck them out there because you've certainly mixed them into your own thing. I met you first when we did an event with Bachendorf, and you added some very elegant sounds to a great event we had over at the Galleria last month. And it only occurred to me that I was listening to your original music a little ways into it. And there was a wide wide array, you know, different range of different things we were hearing there. I've looked at your bio, and it says your music education started in the womb. What does that mean?
I think it says it's fetus, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like to give credit to everybody. My mom definitely started off everything with this, and she was taking me to Mozart operas when she was pregnant with me, so
yeah.
I started way early, and I don't know if that really affects. I haven't studied all that, but I mean, I definitely have an ear for certain pieces of music or certain writing, certain sounds, and I can't tell you why. Right.
Where'd you grow up?
Mostly in Seattle.
Okay, in Seattle.
So yeah,
okay.
Been up and down, but.
But I understand you've been around here and studied in Dallas as well, right?
Yeah, I did my master's at SMU.
Okay, with whom?
With Alfred Molyneux and half of the Lesio Becks.
Alfred Molyneux was just up here to play several months ago.
No way.
Yeah, he was doing a duet concert.
Oh, right.
Celebrating.
Julie Bees.
I don't remember
right?
how long. Yeah.
Julie Bees, yeah.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. So people can hear in your playing that you're mixing in pop styles, but you're also a very accomplished pianist. How did you choose what you do out of the
Ooh.
Many possibilities?
I don't know if I chose. I think I. You know, at some point, it just really, it was all I could do. because I was practicing all this music. And I mean, I would do things where I would practice for so many hours in the day, and I would just get just almost exhausted of playing sounds that somebody else created. And I love that, and I love listening to it. But you know, in some weird way, you just, you like have an urge to produce your own something. And with me, it was like, I had so many things that I wanted to say, you know, vocally as well. So like, it came with songs.
Okay, very good. Well, I know you've got a little bit more to play for us. I do want to see if people do have an opportunity to see you perform around here. You certainly have performed around the Dallas area quite a bit. Is there something coming up in the near future?
Well, in Dallas, I have to say no. I mean, I can't promise anything.
Okay. But you have a good website to keep up with it, right?
Yeah, I would definitely follow. That's www.kristincenter.com. And that's T-I-N-K-R-I-S-T-I-N. And then C-E-N-T-E-R.
Just like the word center.
The middle.
Okay.
Yeah, center.
Kristen Center,
K-R-I-S. You'd think it was an easy name to remember, but it's not. Everybody always spells it wrong.
What was that you played? And tell us about that song.
I call that one What's Your Name?
Okay.
Because it leaves a lot of like deceptive cadences, you know, and everything's a little like up in the air. And I wrote it when I was, I guess, confused at how people changed. And watching the way people were around me and the developing of characters. And I think knowing somebody's name is one of the most basic things. And yet at the end of, you know, a time spent with somebody, you can almost forget one of the most basic things because they've changed so much.
And you could hear it as a musical question mark at the end.
Well, yes.
You've got something else to play for us to end up the show here? And what is it?
Yes. Well, I thought I'd jump around a little bit. This next one is, I call it What Now? Okay, so it's also a question mark. Oh, no. Well, seems like I'm leaving everybody up with a, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But it's a little more jazzy, because I did some jazz, but
good.
We'll see.
Kristen Center at the WR Music Lounge.
Thanks. Gotta ask, have you had enough of sex, drugs, rock and roll and all that stuff? I can't see how it doesn't get old. Maybe it's the influence of everyone else who's been told. Well, now you can't find a light because you've been wasting all your time looking what's near sight. You can't distinguish the world around from what's going around in your head. What now? You got lost in the room of all cares and no smiles. There's a virus around and I hear it's the West Nile. I'm scared for your sake, you've got no immune system anyhow. What now? What now? Testing the waters, wanna see what's out there. I'm testing the waters, wanna see who I can scare. But it really doesn't matter, cause there's no one there. Thank you.
Thanks to Kristen Center, and you can check her out, kristencenter.com. That's Kristen with T-I-N. Thanks to everybody who was involved in today's Classic Cafe at One Arts Plaza, which was brought to you by the Visiting Nurse Association, offering advanced in-home care, Meals on Wheels, and hospice services to North Texans. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be welcoming Gregory Radin, the principal clarinetist for the DSO. He'll be performing live for us here in the lounge. And back to Tempe for more midday music.